So, first of all, Rory, can you explain this class action that's being undertaken?
Yes. So the class action involves people that are engaged as casuals on lengthy rosters, sometimes up to 18 months, and their claim effectively is that they should have been paid as full-time workers. So for every hour of annual leave not paid, personal leave not paid, and for overtime not paid, we say that these full-time workers should be entitled to an underpayment.
So where did this start? Were you approached by an employee who had been put off or underpaid?
Yes, we were approached by Simon Turner, who came to us saying that he felt that he was a full-time worker but was being denied his accident pay. So in the industry, if you are injured on work, you are effectively given up to 78 weeks of your normal pay as part of an industry-wide benefit. But he was denied that benefit because he was told that he was only a casual despite having worked two 18-month rosters. So he asked for our assistance and we said, well, we think that you not only should be given your accident pay, but you should be given your accrued entitlements. And effectively from there, we investigated and we obtained a supportive funder, who is someone who provides resources for many people to run their claims. And from there, we effectively started our campaign.
And you obviously have plenty of employees and plenty of evidence to support these claims.
Yes, we do. So effectively, we've done over 3 to 4 months of very intensive due diligence to review the various contracts, various letters of offer and the pay slips. And we've also taken those views to independent leading councils throughout Australia who've also formed the view that this is a claim that is worth pursuing.
Yep. I mean, what do employees get out of something like class action in the end? The majority of them, like this one, will it be successful?
Can you repeat that question, sorry?
Sorry, are class actions generally like this one successful in the end? I mean, what's the aim in the end to get out of this particular case?
Well, there are two aims. So class actions statistically are very successful in Australia, particularly in the employment law space. The class action itself usually takes between 12 to 18 months to reach a court outcome or potentially a mediation settlement. And usually what happens is two things. One is workers receive a back pay for any leave entitlements or others not paid. They also then receive, as a future concern, confidence that they're now full-time workers and have to be treated and paid accordingly. So there's both a future benefit and a past payment benefit.
Yeah, and you held some meetings in Singleton, I believe, last month. How did they go?
Look, very, very popular and widely attended. Effectively, most workers come forward, tell a very similar experience, and they also say that this is an industry-wide problem. And most workers actually take the view that the biggest regret is that this is the plight of the industry. Unless they fix it, their children and friends will be doomed to live it. So they take both a view of the potential for a higher payment, but also the view that this needs to be fixed.
So do you think that this isn't just a situation at Mount Arthur, for instance? It's across the board. It's something that should be looked at and changed.
Yes, absolutely. We take the view that it's an industry-wide problem, particularly in the Hunter and up through Queensland. And if we are successful, it will change the way the industry operates.
How do companies think they can, I guess, essentially get away with something like this?
Well, ultimately, employment law is about bargaining, and effectively companies take a view that they try to see how far they can push the envelope. And 10 years ago, we didn't really have a casualised workforce, and we had a very protected, very well-paid coal mining industry. Now we have an industry where you barely have minimum wages being paid to very long-term careerists. So unless there is resources and opportunities to really challenge this, companies will continue to push down the wages and push down the benefits. Mm.
So has this case been filed yet?
It will be filed in the next 2 weeks. It's currently been prepared with senior counsel out of Sydney.
Yep.
But for our purposes, we should be filing the proceedings within the next 2 weeks.
Yep. Fantastic. And is there an opportunity for anyone who wants to find more information or get involved with this? Is it too late?
Yes, so all the information can be contacted from the Your Fair Go website, so www.yourfairgo.com.au, or alternatively typing in Mount Arthur class action into Google. That will take you through to the main website. Others that may not be at Mount Arthur can effectively
go to the website and register their interest or their experience. That's pretty much what we ask for.
Fantastic. Rory, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.